Shalom and Yeshua. This is Rabin Deborah Brandt, and this is night six of our 8 Nights of His Light Hanukkah devotional. Tonight, the seven spirits of Yahweh, His light in our lives. Isaiah 11:12, 1 and 2, actually to verse 5. Then a shoot shall come forth out of the stem of Jesse, and a branch will bear fruit out of his roots. The Ruach of Adonai will rest upon him, the spirit of wisdom and insight, the spirit of counsel and might, the spirit of knowledge and the fear of Adonai. His delight will be in the fear of Adonai. He will not judge by what his eyes see, nor decide by what his ears hear. But with righteousness he will judge the poor, and decide with fairness for the poor of the land. He will strike the land with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips he will slay the wicked. Also righteousness will be the belt about his loins, and faithfulness the belt around his waist. So we see here again the seven spirits of Yahweh, which represent a menorah: the spirit of knowledge, the spirit of counsel, the spirit of wisdom, the middle branch, the spirit of Yahweh, the spirit of understanding, the spirit of strength, and the spirit of the fear of Yahweh. The spirit of Messiah and the work of the Ruach HaKodesh in our lives operate by these seven manifestations in our lives. The spirit of wisdom and understanding, Ephesians 1:15-23. Therefore, ever since I heard of your trust in the Lord Yeshua and of your love for all the Kedoshim, I never stop giving thanks for you as I mention you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Yeshua the Messiah, our glorious Father, may give you spiritual wisdom and revelation in knowing him. I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened, so that you may know what is the hope of his calling and what is the richness of his glorious inheritance in the Kedoshim, and what is his exceedingly great power towards us who keep trusting him, in keeping with the working of his mighty strength. This power he exercised in Messiah when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in heaven. He is far above any ruler, authority, power, leader, and every name that is named, not only in the Olam Hazeh, but also in the Olam Haba. God placed all things under Messiah's feet and appointed him as head over all things for his community, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. Colossians 1:9-13. For this reason also, ever since we heard about you, we have not stopped praying for you. We keep asking God that you might be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, to walk in a manner worthy of the Lord, to please him in all respects, bearing fruit in every good work and growing in the knowledge of God. We pray that you may be strengthened with all the power that comes from his glorious might, for you have all kinds of patience and steadfastness with joy. We give thanks to the Father who qualified you to share in the inheritance of the Kedoshim in the light. He rescued us from the domain of darkness and brought us in the kingdom of the Son whom he loves. To ponder and meditate on the seven spirits are, number one, Spirit of Yahweh, which is a Hebrew Ruach. It's a feminine noun meaning spirit, wind, and breath. This word is used to refer to the Spirit of God or to the Lord. The Spirit of the Lord inspired prophets to utter their prophecy. The Spirit of the Lord moved the prophets in time and space, as in the case of Elisha. The word could be modified by an adjective to refer to an evil spirit from the Lord. The Spirit of God is properly referred to as the Holy Spirit or Ruach HaKodesh. The Spirit produced and controlled the message of the prophets, even of a Mesopotamian prophet like Balaam. David was inspired to speak as a prophet by the Spirit. The Spirit was present among the returned exiles in Jerusalem and will be poured out in the latter days on all flesh, imparting prophecy, dreams, and visions. The Spirit of God was grieved by the rebellion of God's people. Yahweh's Spirit imparted other gifts giving Baziel skill and ability in all kinds of work in the work of the tabernacle, including the skill to teach others. The Spirit gave understanding as well. The Spirit of the Lord had a part in creating the universe. The Spirit hovered over the deep and imparted life to persons and even revived the dead. The human spirit and the Spirit of God are closely linked with moral character and moral attributes. God will give His people a new spirit so they will follow His decrees and laws. God's Spirit will rest on His people, transforming them. And Yahweh preserves those who have heavy spirits and broken hearts. The second word is the spirit of wisdom, which is the Hebrew chokmah, a feminine noun meaning wisdom, skill, experience, and shrewdness. This is one of the wisdom words that cluster in Proverbs, Ecclesiastes, Job, and other wisdom literatures scattered throughout the Tanakh. The high point of this word and its concept is reached in Proverbs 8:1 and Proverbs 8:11-12 and 22-31. Wisdom is personified. It is God's gracious creation and is thus inherent in the created order. God alone knows where wisdom dwells and where it originates. No other living being possesses this knowledge about wisdom. For humans, the beginning of wisdom and the supreme wisdom is properly fear and reverence of God. God is the master creator and giver of wisdom. He employed wisdom as his master craftsman to create all things. Rulers govern wisely by means of wisdom provided by God. Wisdom keeps company with all the other virtues, prudence, knowledge, and discretion. The portrayal of wisdom in Proverbs 8 lies behind Paul's magnificent picture of Messiah in Colossians 1:15 and 16. The next word is the next branch of wisdom is the spirit of understanding, and that is the Hebrew word bina. It's a feminine noun meaning understanding, comprehension, discernment, and righteous action. The word is found mainly in wisdom literature, the Psalms, and several of the major prophets, and 1st and 2nd Chronicles. In nearly all the literary contexts in the Bible where it occurs with this basic meaning, it carries strong moral and religious connotations. Happily, understanding as a moral or religious entity can be acquired, Proverbs 4, 5, and 7, and even increased, Isaiah 29, 24, by seeking after it diligently. The understanding that God desires has a cognitive dimension, therefore, as further illustrated when the author of Proverbs spoke of the word understanding, or binah, the understanding and discernment that is the object of all knowing is the knowledge of the Holy One. Understanding is to mark God's people. It is not surprising, therefore, to learn that by means of understanding, God made all His created order. Again, in the book, there's more detail and more scripture references, but for time's sake, I'm just giving the key definitions. Number four, the spirit of counsel, is the word isa. It's a feminine noun meaning advice or a plan. It sometimes may suggest the idea of a plot, of a judgment or decision. The term occurs in a positive sense in association with wisdom and understanding. Thus, the meaning of advice came from the sages of Israel and the astrologers of Babylon, who were reviewed as wise in their communities. Kings and would-be kings sought out advice, but did not always have the discernment to choose the good. This term is quite often used as a possession of God and the promised Messiah. Number five, the spirit of strength. The Hebrew word is giburah, a feminine noun denoting strength, power, and might. The word depicts the nature of God's mighty deeds. It describes the strength of the Lord's right hand that delivers, His anointed, meaning all of His powerful acts as well as His power and might in general. Number six, the spirit of knowledge, which is the word da'at, Hebrew word da'at, A feminine noun meaning knowledge, knowing, learning, discernment, insight, and notion. The word occurs 40 of its 91 times in Proverbs as one of the many words associated with the biblical concept of wisdom. The root meaning of the term is knowledge or knowing. In Proverbs 24:3-4, it is the third word in a chain of three words describing the building of a house by wisdom, the establishment of that house by understanding, and finally, the filling of the rooms of the house by knowledge. And finally, number seven, the spirit of fear, which is the word yirah, a feminine noun meaning fear. The word usually refers to the fear of God and is viewed as a positive quality. This fear acknowledges God's good intentions. It will motivate and delight even the Messiah. This fear is produced by God's word and makes a person receptive to wisdom and knowledge. It is even identified with wisdom. The fear of the Lord may be lost by despair of one's own situation or envy of a sinner's. This fear restrains people from sin and gives confidence, helps rulers and causes judges to act justly, results in good sleep, with humility leads to riches, honor, and life. The word also refers to the fear of briars and thorns and the fear of Israel that would fall on other nations. Again, these seven spirits are active in our life through the Ruach HaKodesh. But we need to do our part, again, by studying them, walking in them, allowing His light in our lives, His light, the spirit of knowledge, the spirit of counsel, the spirit of wisdom, the spirit of Yahweh, the spirit of understanding, the spirit of strength, and the spirit of the fear of Yahweh, to dwell in our lives, and also to be a doer of the word and not just a hearer only. Chag Sameach. Shalom in Yeshua, night 6 of Hanukkah.